The pain that you're feeling can perhaps be mitigated by having a conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. It's the 4th of July, the weekend of our celebration of the independence that we trust it, we need it, we feel it. And so as we do the usual things, acknowledging what's gone on in our country in the past, what's going on here now, we have time for you to celebrate one of our great freedoms, and that's the freedom to learn, exchange ideas, information, etc. And this is a very unique forum for that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and as such, he becomes a resource for us on the Good Day program Monday through Friday, daily dose of important medical information. And on the weekend, we go right to a lot of that information and your calls at 888-553-7536. So that is something you might keep that number handy by. You can use it during the course of the 2 hours. Don't wait till the end, as Ken says. People always jam in at the end. Now's the time for you to get to the root of your problem. Help yourself to 888-553-7536 so we may help you all. One of the big stories this week, Ken, has to do with being online and the errors from getting prescriptions, apparently, that are available online. Is that a fairly good summation of what's going on here?
Sure, let's go over it, Doug. Hi, happy July 4th weekend to everybody. And we'll celebrate and just remember and be grateful for all the things we have here as Americans. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in medicine this week, and probably a huge item that's affecting every practicing physician in America this week is e-prescribing. And if you've been to the doctor's office this week, Doug, you know that there's some pressure from the doctors to ask you to allow us to send in your prescriptions electronically. No longer will we give you that piece of paper, but we're asking you, getting down on one knee, can we please send in your prescription electronically? So why are the doctors suddenly not eager to give you that piece of paper and begging you to let us send it in to your prescription electronically? Well, the government has provided both incentives and penalties to all practicing physicians if we don't, by June 30th, send it electronically. Specifically, Medicare is going to give us all a 1% incentive bonus on our total annual billings for the year, which is not an insignificant amount of money. It's probably, you know, the average physician probably, and this is average, there's great ranges, but at least $200,000 a year is collected from Medicare per physician. Some less and some a lot more, depending on what specialty you're in and depending on where you practice geographically in the mix of your patients.
So are you saying...
Give me a second,
sort of catch, all right, go ahead.
Let me develop this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if you did not, as a practicing physician, each physician send at least 10 prescriptions electronically by June 30th, you're not going to get this 1% bonus, and you're also going to be penalized another 1% for next year if you don't get in a total of 25 by the end of this year. You had to get at least 10 by June 30th this week, Thursday. You have to do another 15 by the end of December 31st to not now be penalized 1%. And if you don't do it next year, you lose a 1.5% of your annual collection for Medicare. So to summarize this, Doug, if a practicing physician does not electronically send in prescriptions, they're going to lose 3.5% of their annual collections for Medicare, which is for, on average, at least $7,500. For many physicians, a lot more. And that's why this week, most of us were scurrying to make sure we got this done. But what's amazing is, and, you know, I'm not a great believer in coincidences. They occur, but, you know, the scientist in me gets a little skeptical sometimes. This week, in the Journal of the American Informatics Association, which is a reputable medical journal, peer-reviewed journal, what do you have published in this journal this week? We learn that e-prescribing does not slash errors. Just amazingly, this whole concept of trying to incentivize, spend your tax money to make sure that us doctors e-prescribe to prevent errors. We learn that providers who are being offered these incentives for adopting electronic health records and computerized prescribings, and one of the major anticipated benefits, Doug, was expected to be through medication error reduction. Well, however, in this study, what they show is that outpatient electronic prescribing systems make the same common mistakes that occur in manual systems.
So the you said that 1% of the average person's billing would be $200,000, which would lead us to believe that the average Medicare beneficiary, or that would be the patient, but the prescriber or the person interacting would be billing $200 million a year?
No, no, no.
Or $20 million.
No, 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 no,
1% of...
No, no, not that's one. It's not the total collection from Medicare per physician is perhaps about $200,000. That's what they collect totally from Medicare.
They collect so 1% of that would
be about $2,000.
$2,000. Okay.
So it's about, it's been averaged, and again, I'm reading people who think they have this information, and, you know, there's probably a wide range, but what's been speculated, I've seen some people estimate that it's on average about $7,500 per physician if you don't bend down and e-prescribe.
Right, so that's to the bottom line here. This is more government, let's do it our way, or we'll penalize you, hit the highway, or if you don't do it our way.
Absolutely, and then there's an article, this, and it's just showing what happens when you have centralized control. One size fits everybody, because for some practices, it makes a lot of sense. Go and e-prescribe. But for some practices, it really may not make a lot of sense, and it's creating errors. And here you have documented in a peer-reviewed academic medical journal of high esteem that e-prescribing does not slash errors. In the same week where your tax money is incentivizing all the doctors to e-prescribe.
To do it their way or hit the highway. More big government in your face, in your life, and no one benefits. So why are we doing it this way? Well, because somebody said it was a good idea, so we decided we'd do it. Brilliant. So are we giving thanks for this weekend? I don't think so. I'm not. I don't know about you, but it's something to grouse about a little bit. It doesn't ruin your day. It just shows you more and more how the dangers of modern thinking.
And if I may,
yeah.
Electronic medical records. If you've been slowed down in your doctor's office this year, it's because there's also incentives, your tax money, the stimulus. There's $44,000 being offered to each physician in America to adopt electronic medical records, which can cost anywhere between $20,000 to $60,000 to begin, and then there's usually about a $1,000 to $2,000. It varies per month cost. There are some systems that are a lot less expensive. It just depends on how exotic you get in this. But part of the stimulus package was to give each physician $44,000 if they adopt electronic medical records. So, and that is coming down from the government to make us make sure we get electronic medical records. I'd love to hear if there are some providers, some physicians in medicine, what they think about all this.
888-553-7536. That's the number for the discussion of what's going on with you and your entire health picture, your opinion on the e-prescribing, the prescriptions sent electronically, like your taxes are all sent electronically. Now, for the most part, it's the same thing. They don't want to do business. The argument might be that they want to save paper. I mean, there are all kinds of things.
The argument was that it was going to be more accurate and make fewer mistakes, and this would save us money.
Which is not the case.
Which is what this study showed this week is not the case.
Yeah. 888-55-DRKEN to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert here. A discussion of the news of the week, some of the good news, some of the things you need to be aware of, alerted to. There's a request from somebody who listens to discuss something called night eating syndrome. We'll find out whether you have that or not. A lot of the E. coli news from Europe. There's all kinds of things, as usual, and you're certainly welcome to listen, engage, and perhaps take advantage of some of the things that we find that are important to you. For example, this product, Salon Pause, which is special because it's unique. Ken likes to talk about why it's unique, mostly because you don't have things, you're not going to be endangered if you're taking pills to take care of your pain, to relieve your pain. That's liable to have a negative impact on your stomach. Who knows what the long-term effect is? There's nothing negative about the Salon Pause patch, Ken.
So many of us suffer from pain. It's a very costly. It's just ruins our lifestyles. And this is just a wonderful advance. It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains. Its effectiveness lasts up to 12 hours. As Doug was pointing out, it won't irritate your stomach or your intestines because there's no pill to swallow, and you won't have the side effects that occur with taking pills. I strongly recommend this. I have seen so many of my patients so happy and see this work effectively. Try it. You have nothing to lose.
Not at all. Matter of fact, you had a lot to gain. For a free sample of Salon Pause to use on that pain, go to drkenshow.com. You'll see the button there. Just click on the Salon Pause button and follow the prompt. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription like Salon Pause, which you can get a free sample of at drkenshow.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Dr. Ken here to take your health-related calls, discuss the latest wellness happenings at 888-553-7536. Good day weekend, good day health.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. 235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Ken, come join me. I want to answer any of your health care questions. Your wife, your husband, your kids, your mom and dad. Head-to-toe medicine. I've been in medicine since the, gosh, I'm getting old, since the 1970s. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, trained internist. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, an intern and medical resident at Duke University. I did extra training in cardiology, a fellowship at the University of California, San Francisco. I've been practicing cardiology near Orlando for almost 25 years, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. Give me your easy questions, even your hard questions. You've been to several doctors. They can't answer it. I'd love to help you. If you're looking for an alternative treatment, you don't like what's been recommended, I consider myself a blended doctor. I take evidence from both traditional and alternative medicine, and I find practically what works. If you're looking for somebody who you can speak to, I think I'm very easy to talk to. I'll also give you answers based on purely on evidence on any of your questions. Won't embarrass you. And you know what the nice thing is? There's no bill and there's no paperwork.
Taking a nice glass of iced tea.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. And let's get back to Doug's glass of iced tea.
Well, there's a study this week about diet soda and how it's connected to weight gain. I've never been one who drank that stuff. The carbonation, whatever it is, I'm not into it. But so many people are, Ken. You know that Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, will tell you the soda section of the supermarket is the most profitable aisle in the supermarket. People drink this stuff and don't realize what it does to their gut.
We could do a whole segment on drinking fluids. There's news about chocolate milk, water, and yes, about diet soda. This is out of the American Diabetes Association. They were all meeting this week in San Diego, and we hear that people who drink diet soft drinks, they don't lose weight. In fact, they gain weight. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. There's a 41% increase in the risk of being overweight for every can or bottle of diet soda that you drink each day. And what happens is, Doug, the speculation is that artificial sweeteners may make us crave more calories and stimulate our appetite. You know, we're trying to fool our brain. Our brains are pretty smart, and they think that all these goodies are coming. They don't get it, and then they want more.
More, more, more. So the fact that water may cut the risk of high blood sugar brings us around to realizing, obviously, there's no additive unless you're drinking some of the water that's bottled and they put something in it. But if you're drinking just plain water out of the tap, then there is benefit to that.
This is out of the same American Diabetes Association meeting this week. Drinking about 4 or more 8 ounces of glasses of water a day may protect against developing high blood sugar. So what you want to do is make sure you stay well hydrated. It lowers the risk of high blood sugar. And there seems to be a relationship between a hormone in the body called vasopressin, which regulates water in the body, and diabetes. And my recommendation is to drink when you're thirsty. Don't overdo it, but make sure you don't underdo it, especially this time of year. Remember, when you're thirsty, drink.
All right, so there's some more good news medically. Drinking chocolate milk helps your workout. Is that because of the sugar in it?
Exactly. The sugar and the protein. Journal of Nutrition and Metabolism this week, Doug, that drinking low-fat chocolate milk after a workout helps endurance, build muscles, reduce fat, and seems to improve performance. It seems that it has the right combination, as you were suggesting, carbohydrates and protein.
Yet the federal government wants to get chocolate milk out of the school lunch menus because they think there's too much sugar in it, and the kids maybe they ought to offer it if they can figure out how to get back to physical education in school. Offer it just before you have a phys ed workout.
Right, but after the phys ed workout.
After the workout.
Yes.
Okay,
you
drink it afterwards.
Afterwards. It would be perfect. The kids like it. It should be low fat, and this would make everybody happy, and I think that those outside of medicine who are trying to regulate this should come up to where this cutting edge really is.
888-553-7536. Those of you online, stand by. We'll get to your calls in just a few minutes. The other good news, or one of the other bits of good news, the benefits of mammograms. This has been very controversial because there are those who think that mammograms don't really get to the problem. My former wife, who had breast cancer, had a mammogram 4 months before she discovered she had cancer, and there was no sign. So there's been controversy about this because some people say it doesn't work, or it's not, you don't, it, we need something that will detect the problem earlier.
I think, Doug, that this study will finally, I hope, lay to rest the question of whether mammograms are helpful or harmful. This is the largest, longest-running study looking at this question, and it concluded even more hope and benefit than anyone involved in the study expected, showing that the mammograms are even more beneficial than we ever thought. And this is so controversial because, again, this government panel, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, issued in 2009 this report that really shook everybody up, based purely, I think, on price. And we can talk more about this as we get to it.
Half past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Potential problems and potential fixes. That's what the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on your health and well-being, is all about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. If you are just joining us, the program started out focusing on a government mandate for e-prescribing, i.e., you use electronically the information that is necessary for the prescription, send that along to whomever. I wonder how much of this is also pushed by the big corporate interests that run CVS and Rite Aid and Walgreens. I wonder how much of that, Ken, is a part of this discussion.
Well, I'm sure they're on board because they need to receive these. And
yeah, but if they get something through their computer, it's easier than looking at a piece of paper. Then they can just, you know, I could see how there could be a program. Okay, this comes up on the screen. We all know how there are all kinds of cookies in all of our computers. So something in the computer realizes that there's a need for this particular drug, and they can show you on the side of the screen where it is, or you don't have enough.
Intuitively, it's easier for them to read the prescriptions. You
right.
know how our handwriting sometimes is. And
leaves a little bit to be desired. Yes, that's true. 888-553-7536. Ray is in Los Angeles, and he's interested in this discussion about e-prescriptions. Ray, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Thanks for taking the call. First off, a question. What was the journal you mentioned? That sounded interesting on e-prescribing not reducing medical errors.
Yes, let me quote it again. I'll put it up on my website, drkenshow.com, after the weekend. It's the Journal of the American Medical Informatics Association, June 29th, 2011.
Thanks. Just a quick comment I like your sentiment on keeping regulation down and keeping costs down. It was handy as a patient to be able to go into my doctor's office recently and get my medical record on a CD, you know, instead of them giving me a thick sheaf of photocopy pages that I had to pay for. The CD was cheap and quick. But
Did they charge you for the CD?
I believe there was a small fee, like $5 or something like that,
uh-huh.
Very trivial. That it was for, you know, a couple of years' records. Another thing is I work for a health insurer, and we use data to study the quality of care that, you know, the doctors are giving. Like, are they giving antibiotics for cold viruses, or are they giving asthma relievers but not controllers? And the data is really handy, whereas paper records, you just never get to the bottom of it. But the electronic.
So you're in favor of this? You think this is a good idea?
On balance. I hear your point on regulation. I've just noted as a patient it's been handy to have electronic record to get my own record.
So, you know, you get, Ray, I'm so glad you called. I want to thank you. So you're in the industry. You work for an insurance company, a health insurance company, and you're busy, from your perspective, trying to make sure the money that you pay the physician is being used as effectively as possible. So you're doing quality checks, correct?
That's right. That's well put. That's a good way to say it.
And you have the access to exactly the information, what I'm prescribing, what the diagnosis is, and you're following up to make sure that it makes sense, correct?
Right. To the extent the data is complete, that's been the problem.
That is a problem. I will sometimes get from someone like yourself a question of why am I not doing something, and often it's because the question has arisen because of incomplete data or because of another physician's doing it, or I'm not even following that problem.
Yeah. That said, I think it's always a balance, you know.
It is a balance.
Adding regulations, is the regulation working? Not just
yes,
is the
exactly.
doctor giving the right treatment,
exactly.
Does the regulation produce the reduction in errors? I'm glad you're looking at
yes,
you know, both sides of it.
The emotion, the goal is a good one, and the question is are we effectively getting to the goal? And, you know, are we too quickly or too slowly moving there? And, you know, there's a great experiment going on today in medicine, this move to electronic medical records. $44,000 of tax money being given to every physician in America to move to an electronic medical record so that we can provide the information that you're asking for. This is a great experiment that's going on, and I don't think we're going to know for 5 to 10 years whether it was the right thing to do.
All right, e-prescriptions in the focus. Thank you, sir, for the call. 888-553-7536. Nadia Suleiman. Remember her, the Octomom? Interview this week. Makes some strong remarks about children, including her own. She says that children disgust her.
Oh, my gosh.
Her children are like animals. She sits there for hours and eats with the expectation of trying to feed her children, and it gets to be so crazy that she goes in the toilet and eats in her toilet. Here's a woman that's a poster child. These people, these doctors that are in the fertility thing, some of them ought to be shot. That's probably a pretty strong statement, and somebody's going to take exception, but I mean, come on. These people,
the doctor who did this has lost his license.
Yeah, well, that's not a
and
bad
appropriately.
Thing. Yep. 888-553-7536. Steve is in Appleton, Wisconsin. Hi, Steve.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, doctor. Roughly about a month ago, I started having a dermatological problem with my entire face and behind my ears, where my skin is extremely dry and it flakes up and itches like the dickens. And I've tried different moisturizers, and they only give temporary minor relief, and I have no idea what could be causing this.
So, Steve, this is not localized. This is affecting most of your body?
No, just my face.
Just your face?
My face and behind my ears.
Okay. So, and nowhere else?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Are you exposed to a lot of sunlight?
No.
And you're not in a dry-aired environment?
Nope, not in Wisconsin.
Not yet, at least.
Well, it was 79-degree dew point here today, or yesterday.
It's a little perplexing why it's so localized. Usually the things that we think about with dry, scaly skin is a very common issue, and just your environment can do this. Infections like tinea, fungal infections can do this. Lymphoma can cause this. SPRU, which we've been talking a lot lately about, this allergic autoimmune disorder, can do it. Diabetes, there are some malnutrition deficiencies that can do this. Some of the vitamins, you can have too much vitamin A, too little vitamin A. Do you take supplements?
Yes.
Do you overdo it?
Oh, no. I take folic acid.
Do you have any other medical problems?
Well, I recently had some lab work done, and diabetes is definitely not an issue. I was low. My potassium count was low. My B1 count was low. My thiamine, B1, I guess.
Well,
and niacin was low.
Okay. Well, a vitamin deficiency, as you're describing it, can cause this. I would also make sure they check your thyroid, and which can be involved in this. And I would just make sure that your internist goes over you head to toe. Okay. Thanks so much for calling, Steve, in Appleton, Wisconsin. I hope the sun is coming real soon.
888-553-7536. Shannon is in Ocala, Florida, with a question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend.
Hey.
Hi.
Listen, over the last year or so, I've been losing some weight. I started off about 426 pounds. I'm down to about 295 right now. But I've been kind of careful to maintain my percent muscle mass so I could not artificially monkey with my body fat percentages. But anyway, the overall goal is to try to get the upper body that I had back in high school and whatnot. And some of the guys at the gym are working out. They're telling me about L-arginine and HGH. And I'm wondering if that's going to be safe, realistic, or a decent combination.
Well, Shannon, the question is, do you want to be a guinea pig? The whole motivation behind this is if you take L-arginine, you can boost the release of your HGH. And for people who are weightlifters, bodybuilders, this has a desirable effect of what they're trying to achieve. My concern is that in my understanding and study of the history of medicine, whenever you try to do this and fool the body, there's unexpected consequences. Usually they're not very good. So I would not want to be the first person in line to be doing this. If you could show me where people have been doing this for 30 years and they haven't had any problems, I would say fine. But I would love to see that data, but I don't think it's out there.
Is there is there a difference between stimulating the growth of your own the HGH in your own body versus taking supplemental HGH from some other source? There are two ways of dealing with this, I think. I don't know whether L-arginine, I've taken that on occasion. I never knew it affected your HGH. I just remember seeing something that Julian Whitaker wrote that suggested it was good for a number of things. But I've also read that taking human growth hormone itself might not be, as Ken's just suggesting, very good for you. But if you can stimulate your own production of your own human growth hormone, is that desirable? Is maybe part of the question, Ken?
Well, it may be desirable short term, so you look great at the beach. But long term, again, I am uneasy about this because I am hopefully going to be seeing you long term. And again, I can see a lot of other examples like this where there have been unexpected
maybe the question, Shannon, is what is better at producing quicker results in trying to build muscle in the male or female body, and it isn't going to be steroidal, that's for sure.
The body doesn't like to be fooled. There's no quick fix. There's no easy way. You have to do it the old-fashioned way of getting into an exercise program, lifting weights, and gradually doing it. If you try to rush this, I'm telling you, I'm predicting there's going to be unintended bad consequences. So many other things like this, the same thing has happened.
All right, there's the expert. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Don't fool or mess with Mother Nature is the bottom line. Here's something that will help you, those of you who have problems in your stomach. You've got antacids around the house. You keep taking them. You have all kinds of things that are supposedly aiding in the battle to keep your stomach settled. And still, you don't have a relief. You have pain, irritation, bloating, gas, constipation. Dr. Ken, as a doctor, sees a lot of people who are suffering from these symptoms. It has impact. You get the gas and that sort of thing, indigestion, and it makes replicates sort of people feel like they're having a heart attack. So what's the story, Ken?
Well, I do see a lot of people who are suffering with these digestive symptoms, and they're looking for ways to boost their immune system. That's why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity. Doug, it's a brilliant probiotic, and if you're suffering from stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around. Natron's Healthy Trinity, it's the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years.
Serious probiotics for people who are serious about their health. And here's something for you to try. The Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you are not happy and have a more, a smooth tummy, and I mean outside, I mean inside, a smooth feeling within 90 days, Natron will give you your money back without asking you a single question. All you have to do when you call 888-9-NATRON is mention Good Day Health. You get a, the shipping is taking a free 14-day supply when you call that number, 888-9-NATREN. You can look them up on the web if you want to, natron.com. But for the best way to handle all of this, you've got a problem. We think we have the solution, and it's as easy as calling 888-962-8736 or go online to natron.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
This is Your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I want to share with you a picture I was in with some major business leaders. About 4 or 5 months ago, I was in a magazine with some great people in business. And my gosh, did I feel like I made it in life. Here I am with these people. I was going to run home and tell my wife and put this magazine on the table and say, hey, look, Carol, I made it. I'm in a picture with these people. And then I said to myself, that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. I took that magazine, put it down, and I said, Carol, do you know what these people are doing right now? They are talking to their wives, and they're saying, honey, I made it. I'm in a picture with Andy Greenberg. Now, I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything, but sometimes we see people that we think naturally intimidate us, naturally are better than us. Forget about it. Don't ever think like that. You are as good as anybody else around you, if not better. Picture life with you as the hero. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Somebody just asked, what's that number again for Natron's Healthy Trinity and the Good Day Health Challenge? It's 888-962-8736. There's a study out this week that suggests that people eating more frequently, not necessarily eating more, may be to blame for the obesity epidemic, Ken. The average American consumes nearly one-third more calories every day now than they did in the 70s, which is pretty startling. The past 30 years, the average person went from eating 3.8 snacks and meals a day to 4.9, which is 29% more food being put into one's body. Why do you suppose that is? Why are people eating more?
Why? That's the big question. It may be some of the foods that we're consuming make us more and more hungry. That's the issue about the diet sodas.
They're not satisfying.
Exactly.
Yeah, food is not satisfying. Although there's a lot of great food around now because it's that time of year when gardens are plentifully full. Maybe that's something you take note of that. Get the fresh local foods. 51 After with Dr. Ken.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Now 53 past the hour. Your time is now. The time is nigh, as they say, to dial 888-553-7536 to talk about some of the things that we are discussing here and how they impact you. And in general, what would you like to have Ken help you with? Maybe you've been alerted to some situation.
Ooh, mammograms.
And mammograms. One of the things this week with regard to whether they're beneficial or not, the studying continues. And Ken had some more thoughts on this that he wanted to lay on you.
Just briefly, without a doubt, mammograms have been shown to be helpful. They don't lead to unnecessary false positive diagnoses and too many extra tests. They save lives. This is the longest running study, the biggest study. It was reported this week in the medical journal Radiology. And then you have the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force a few years ago giving you totally different recommendations, waiting later, waiting longer intervals. So what do? You're confused. Let me give you some recommendations on mammograms that make sense from this study and from what most people recommend. Screening for women 40 to 54 should be done every 18 months, and screening for women 55 and older every 2 years. This would be a very reasonable schedule to practice.
All right, there's that bit of advice. During that last break, I quickly Googled information about HGH and L-arginine and muscle gain and that sort of thing, and something came up called nitric oxide, which I'm not sure I ever heard of before.
Yeah, nitric oxide is a benefit of L-arginine, theoretically. Nitric oxide is what helps the circulation to be healthy, to relax, to be nice and rubbery, and it's very important to have adequate nitric oxide in your circulation.
I also suggest that it supports your immune system. You think that's true?
Perhaps. The problem is we just don't know. A little bit's okay, but there hasn't been enough study on this. Please, we need more study on this.
More study. All right, let's get back to your calls at 888-553-7536. Gina is in Florida for Dr. Ken. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have three questions. The first one is zero Coke. It says on the label that it's no calories. And I wanted to know, number one, what are the side effects of that type of Coke? And is it really zero calories? The second one is, what are the bad side effects of taking NutraSweet and Splenda? I'm trying to use a substitute of honey, but some of those have artificial flavoring in it, too. So I don't know what substitute to use. And lastly, if a person has cataracts, they can't afford surgery, prolonging the surgery because of finances, say a year or two down the road, what non-retractable damage does it do by prolonging the surgery?
All right. Well, I guess if you have cataracts, you shouldn't take diet soda. Gina, let me try and answer these questions separately. You know, I don't know if you heard me earlier about from the American Diabetes Association that diet soda is linked to weight gain and that people who drink diet soft drinks don't lose weight. In fact, they gain weight. 41% increase in risk of being overweight for every can or bottle of diet soda that you consume each day. So everything in moderation. You don't want to, I know so many people who live on this. You know, they put away a six-pack in a wink each day and maybe more. You know, if you want to have one, it's okay, but you're not going to lose weight by living on diet soda. So, and there's a lot of issues with the artificial sweeteners, which we don't know. There's a lot of issues with the phosphoric acid in them that we don't know, especially in the cola drinks. So, yeah, if you want to have an occasional one, you want go enjoy yourself. Don't worry about it. Just don't live on this. Don't be on a diet, the diet soft drink diet, to lose weight.
There you go. 888-553-7536.
The cataracts, maybe you can find a free clinic where they could do that. Maybe you can go to the health center, health clinic where you can do this. But what's going to happen putting it off is you're not going to be able to see.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, especially at your age. I got an email from somebody. I just was wrestling through some of the stuff that I get over the course of the week. By the way, if you want to send an email to Ken, it's drken@drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. The reason I bring it up now is because this person was asking for ways to cut her sugar cravings. The business about, and this actually, this person's name is Michela, and she's asking about a research study conducted at Duke, so she read. Maybe this is something that we need to dig around in a little bit.
I think honey is a great way to do it.
Honey is wonderful. Yes, it is, and especially local honey for your allergies as well as sweetening
Absolutely.
Things naturally. That's very good, Ken, and very quick. 59 after, first hour over of Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.